Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The city looking to change Halloween, where Boston ranks in healthcare and the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Actress Gina Rodriguez is apologizing for highly offending a lot of people yesterday.
Leroy has your sports.
And Gronk wants you all to know how he really feels about coming back.
But first, Worcester is looking to permanently move Halloween to the last Saturday of October instead of October 31st. Officials say they want to make the night safer for trick-or-treaters. And since Halloween is considered a secular cultural event and not governed by any laws, moving it would not be legally binding. And it would be a couple of years before it went into effect because it's too early to change this year. And next year, Halloween already falls on a Saturday.
There it
is. I like that idea.
Bring it into Massachusetts. Now let's get it popping.
Well, when it comes to healthcare, Boston is number one. According to a study based on infrastructure, quality of care, and access, Boston ranked number one in the United States. It's followed by LA, New York, Baltimore, and Chicago. And it also ranked number two in the world behind Tokyo. And the nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's Class of 2020 are in, and the Notorious B.I.G. is on the list. Now, to be eligible for this year's ballot, each nominee's first single or album had to be released in 1994 or earlier. Some of the others that are on the list, Whitney Houston, Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Judas Priest, and Rufus featuring Chaka Khan. And the top vote getters will be announced in January and inducted in May. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, well, Lizzo has blown up and become a huge star. One of the reasons is this line.
I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch, even when I'm crying.
Of course, her hit song.
What country is that bitch?
Of course, her hit song, Truth Hurts, is a huge hit. But who actually wrote the song? The official writing credits include Lizzo and three other people, but left out two crucial people named Justin and Jeremiah Raisin, who they say were heavily involved in an early writing session with Lizzo that adapted a tweet into the song's signature lyric that we...
I just did a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch, even when I'm holistic.
Okay, so that's the original song that they are saying was written during that writing session in 2017. The song was called Healthy. And they're saying that that song and that line ended up becoming adapted into what we know as Truth Hurts. And they're saying that they were left off of the writing credits and feel like they deserve at least some of it. They're asking for 5%. And it's all because during the session, one of the brothers actually saw the line on Twitter, read it out loud, and was like, oh, I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% that bitch. And they all started laughing. And he was like, you should put that in the song. He suggested it to her. She did. And then everything took off there. So they're asking for 5%. There is not even a lawsuit that's been filed or anything yet. They're just kind of putting it out there into the atmosphere. Like, listen, in good faith, this is what we deserve.
No, ask for more than five, because whoever sent that tweet, I was going to be like, well, I originally wrote the tweet.
That's what I was going to say. Right, so who should get the money? The person that wrote the tweet or you reading the tweet?
They shouldn't have said they read it on a freaking tweet, dumbasses.
Yeah. ASAP Rocky is a sex addict. In an interview with Angie Martinez for her show Untold Stories of Hip Hop, Rocky says he's been an addict since he was in junior high.
I've been a sex addict for some time, these are things that people stay away from and they don't like to admit. I can't be embarrassed about it. I don't do nothing that I'm not proud of. Yeah.
Welcome. I think we've all at junior high were like, oh my God, this is amazing. I want to do it all the time.
But he takes it a step further because it's not really a big surprise for any of his fans either. He's always been open about his love for women and having orgies and stuff like that. He even once told Esquire he needed a $100,000 bed because, quote, I have a lot of orgies at my house and some very close female companions, saying his first orgy came when he was 13 years old.
Okay, ASAP.
And Gina Rodriguez facing some serious backlash this morning after an Instagram post she put up yesterday. It showed her she was getting her makeup done and her hair done and singing along with a very popular Fugees song.
Voodoo, I can do what you do. Believe me.
give me heebie-jeebies.
Okay, we obviously had to bleep out the part where Gina nonchalantly sang the N-word, just like the song. After causing a crap storm on social media, people were killing her for it. She quickly deleted that post and ended up posting an apology that many seems saying it's very disingenuous, to say the least.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I just wanted to reach out and apologize. I am sorry. I am sorry if I offended anyone by singing along to the Fugees, to a song I love that I grew up on. I love Lauryn Hill. I really am sorry if I offended you.
Girl, yeah, that's such a non-apology. She's not apologizing for saying the word. She's right, like, right. Oh, I was just singing a song. Come on.
No, she's still going to say it when she's by herself.
Right. That's stop. Like those apologies, like, I'm sorry you were offended by what I said. It's like, no, that's not a real apology. You're just doing that to save face.
The most offensive part of this whole thing was that she couldn't flow like Lauryn Hill to me.
I could do what you believe me.
Other than that.
Give me
heebie-jeebies. Man, you roll anybody's windows down when they're listening to the Fugees or something like that. You know that M-bomb's coming.
Wow. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, in Major League Baseball, the Astros, they beat the Yankees 4-1 to take a 2-1 lead in that series, while the Nats finished off the Cardinals 7-4, and they're heading to the World Series. The Celtics, they finished the preseason 4-0 by beating the Cavs 118-95, but rookie Carson Edwards. Check this out. You're going to see it around a lot. This dude went off. He hit 8 threes in the third quarter alone, all right? The Celtics, they'll start their regular season on the 23rd of this month versus the Sixers. Bruins of Daniel Chara, former Pat Matt Light, and former Sox Manny Ramirez are just a few of the athletes that will be honored at the 2019 tradition. The Patriots have suspended defensive lineman Michael Bennett for 1 week for conduct detrimental to the team. Bennett, in a statement, apologized to his teammates. But I get it. He wants to play. He's not playing. And he's acting
up. Listen, a lot of people want to play more than they're playing. Just keep your mouth shut.
Can I be?
Like, do it behind closed doors. Why make it public and embarrass the team like that?
Just frustrated. It's the competitor in him. And can I be corny real quick? Yeah. I just have to say this. His name is Michael Bennett. And he ain't in it.
Don't do it to yourself.
That's
terrible.
All right, let me keep it moving. And for everyone who thinks Gronk is coming back, y'all got to stop it, all right? Cut it out. When asked about it yesterday in an interview, he was like, straight up, no. He can't get any more clear than that. He's not coming back. Rest in peace to that conversation. Gronk is done. Astros Yankees game 4 tonight at 8:08, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So Lindsay and Megan, they're two friends. They went on a road trip to the Smoky Mountains, ended up in like a relic room of a store in Tennessee. So they found some handwritten love letters from World War II written from 1944 to 1946 between Elias Maxwell and Elaine Murray. Now Lindsay and Megan, they bought all 21 letters at $4 a piece because they wanted to know the whole story about their love story. So fast forward, they learned that the couple did get married. They did have 4 kids. They had passed away, but they found them through a Facebook group dedicated to like unique and odd things that are found while you're out at thrift stores. They drove 800 miles to meet the family and reunite the letters with them. I love that. That's your good news. And this report made hot by the TD Garden Pro Shop. Gear up at the brand new Pro Shop, now open on street level at the Hub on Causeway entrance to the TD Garden.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.